go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Have it delivered to your door or picked up at your favorite store. No matter which way you like it, always shop Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, welcome to another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, coming to you live from Glendale, Arizona, a suburb of the capital of Phoenix, Arizona. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, we're going to have a great day for you today. It's going to be a fun-filled, packed show just for you, giving you everything that we got to keep you entertained. Aren't you glad you chose to tune in to Fat Guy Radio Show today?
Yes.
Thank you. Doug's back.
Brum, 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 brum.
Hello.
And he brought a Jesus shoe.
Jesus shoe.
Have you heard about the Jesus shoe?
The Jesus shoe?
There's literally something called the Jesus shoe.
Does it make you walk on water?
It doesn't, but water is involved. Our friends over at, not our friends.
Acquaintances.
The people at Fox 10.
We don't like them people.
People at Fox 10, a Brooklyn-based creative label, MSCHF released a shoe, which is a pair of an all-white Nike Air Max 97s that have been injected with holy water sourced from the Jordan River, and they're calling it the Jesus shoe.
That's actually pretty fly.
Wait till you hear how much the Jesus shoe costs. You know, because Jesus, he was a man of small means. And a man of minimal life livings.
So does these shoes cost like 2000 BC?
They do not cost like 2000 BC.
Or is it like $1,575.80?
He's doing the time.
He's trying to do the time. I believe it may be somewhere around 3.8 million shekels.
Shekels
for modern day cost.
It should only really be 40 pieces of silver.
You would think.
That's how much Judas gave him up for.
Judas.
Well, Tekashi would have gave him up for life.
I don't know what that means.
We're on point and you don't know nothing.
I don't, but I do know about the Jesus shoe.
Jesus walks.
What?
That would be the perfect commercial. It's just somebody walking in the shoe. Jesus walks.
And by the way, though the design is in no way affiliated with Nike, just got to put that out there.
You just said it was a Nike Air Max shoe.
It is. It's a pair of all-white Nike Air Max 97s, though the design is in no way affiliated with Nike. It's just the legal mumble jumble jargon that they put at the bottom of the shoe.
It's a custom shoe.
It's a custom shoe.
It's like when I used to get my Allen Iversons and mark them in black marker.
Right.
Okay.
And when I used to get my Starberries and color in the star.
Hey.
Oh, like when I used to get my Shaqs and spray paint them?
Yeah.
And when, like, when I get my Kobe's.
And when I used to get my flip-flops, turn them over and write Crocs on the bottom of them. It was great.
I had Kobe's before. It was really hard to walk in. Like, I don't know how you get them with all the straps and the moon boots.
Yeah, it was really easy. You could really catch a white woman in
them. I had Kobe's, but I couldn't walk in them without the aid of Shaq. Here's the thing.
I'm pretty sure your soul's lean.
See, I couldn't go to the store to buy my Kobe's. Mines were given to me by doctors.
Yeah. And my Kobe's lasted a few more seasons than they should have.
They should have retired after the Achilles.
You would think. Went out on them. You would think. You know, but I tried to de-rose my knee up a couple of times in my Kobe's. And it just didn't work.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Hi, everybody. I'm Corey Blaze.
That's an old throwback.
That's an old throwback. D-Rose up your knee. My son had to D-Rose up his knee after high school. But there's a Jesus shoe. D.A., would you like to register a guess on how much that Jeebus shoe going to cost you?
I'm going to say $2,500.
$2,500 on the Jeebus shoe, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to say...
Daniel Taylor, would you like to register your guess on the Jesus shoe?
Yes. Not to be outdone by D.A. over there.
He going
to
say $2,501. Like, this is the price is right.
Please say $2,501. Or actually...
I'm sorry. I have my guess.
Okay.
$2,500. 2500 $1.50, Bob. Yes.
$2,500.
I'm glad I stepped on it.
And 56. Okay, so.
I'm glad I did.
The winner clearly is DT in more ways than just this.
Aw.
The limited edition sneaker, which is filled with holy water in the souls and blessed by priests, cost a whopping $3,000.
See, I was going to say $3,000 on the dot, mm-hmm. but.
That's not that much.
I wanted to do
$3,000.
That's not that much.
Yeah, it's not that much because you can't.
Well, because how much were the, I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
How much were the Marty McFlys?
Like, it's like $2,500 actually, I think.
Yeah.
So, the Marty McFlys were $2,500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they come with the gigawatts or did they not come with the gigawatts?
No, it was a self-tying shoe.
It was a self-tying shoe?
Yeah, which was powered by. Itself. Yeah, and it was powered by 1,400 gigawatts.
Oh, 1,400 gigawatts. Yeah. And the shoe, you can only run in the shoe if you were in front of a clock tower.
Yes.
You can only run in front of a clock tower, mm-hmm. and you had to charge them on your hoverboard.
Yeah, 100%. And your hoverboard had to be set up by your friend with crazy white hair.
Yes, and they actually went faster once you made that mean bully eat a bunch of horse manure.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And he had to eat the bunch of horse manure while you were wearing a white lab coat.
Exactly.
You know
and
what
you,
I mean?
And you have to get shot by the Uranians because of all that
yeah, there you
uranium.
Go. All right, ladies.
I've only seen the movie once. I can't contribute.
All right. Well, that's pretty much consistent with
everything, right?
Everything else on this show. So the whopping Jesus shoe.
You had 2 weeks off. We put it in the show notes. Watch this movie.
How's that 2 weeks off?
And we don't know what he was doing during those 2 weeks, neither.
I got suspended for talking about China. How is that 2 weeks off?
I don't know, but when you get suspended from school, you don't say, hey, I got kicked out of school. You say, hey, I got a free vacation. I'm going to act up more.
No.
Free vacation.
A free vacation.
That's why you can't afford them Jesus shoes or them Marty McFly kicks.
Who says I can't? I bought both of them already.
You got both of them?
I got both of them.
Let me drink some of your holy water.
I wear the Marty McFlys on the left, uh-huh. the Jesus shoe on the right.
That's what the new NBA shoes are like because they all don't match no more.
Mm-hmm. He calls it Jesus McFly.
Jesus McFly. You got the Jesus McFly McGriddle shoe.
The Jesus McFly. I got you. Oh, no, I don't.
No, he's not. He's not coming back and getting the title. That's not happening. The Jesus
McFly McGriddle shoe.
Yeah, the Jesus McFly McGriddle shoe. Big Sexy over here got the title. That's how we do it. That's how we roll. The Jesus shoe is amazing. I'm excited for it. But, Doug, you can't get it.
Why?
Because it sold out within minutes after it went online for sale.
How many shoes did they have?
See, that's the question. I would imagine that they've got holy water from the River Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to the River Jordan,
mm-hmm.
it's not like you can show up there and take a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you can show up there and possibly have a bathtub or even a backhoe. Oh. When you go to
a backhoe,
the River Jordan, you have to go.
That's what I call your mom.
With your. Can't do that, but I was wrapping up to it.
I'm sorry.
I can't get it out.
Look, I put the yellow sign up. That means let him spill.
I was trying to build it up, but I can't preach now. That was the whole point. I wanted to bring up the Jesus shoe because I was going to do the preach.
Damn, DT.
I'm sorry, but he laid up a perfectly good joke. His mom is a backhoe.
That's great. I got nothing.
Nothing to set up and nothing to go out with.
Oh, yeah. This is called the rhythm break. This was my rhythm just.
I mean, you would think of all the training he's had and has given me.
And you know what? But he's due one screwed up rhythm break of me because he doesn't normally do it.
When I said that, a vein from his lineup went down to his cheek.
It does.
Like, I'm going to kill this black guy.
He's probably going to drown you with the water from his Jesus shoe.
Mm.
Black Guy Radio Show.
Don't ever forget what happened to that French actor. You know what I'm talking about? Juicy Smouye. He's a very French, very famous French actor. Y'all never heard of Juicy Smouye? Juicy Smouye is an actor from France. And he became famous on a show called Empire. One night, he was in Chicago late at night. He was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack. You see, Juicy Smouye is gay and he is black, not just French. Oh, it was a crazy story. Apparently, when he's walking down the street late at night, two white men came out of the shadows with MAGA hats on and beat him up and put some bleach on him and ran off into the night. And everybody was furious, especially in Hollywood. It's all over everybody's Twitter feed and Instagram page, justice for Juicy and all that. And for some reason, African Americans, we were like oddly quiet. We were so quiet about this that the gay community started accusing African American community of being homophobic for not supporting him. What they didn't understand is that we were supporting him with our silence. Because we understood that this was clearly lying.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
It's close to midnight. There's something deep was lurking in the dark.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasted to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fatnatics. Welcome to Arizona's home for Hot Talk Radio. This is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by Daniel D. Tay Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holler.
And my brother, DJ Little D, in absentia. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on YouTube Live. Tweet us your comments just like Lady K did when she says, oh, I love seeing your face. That makes one. Tweet us your comments at Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to get at us in the DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And today's show, folks, is brought to you by Amazon. How would you like to be a zombie? You come home from a tiring day at your zombie job, chasing people, trying to eat domestic pets. You know, it's hard work, but it's the work of a zombie. So you want to be like every man. You get home from the zombie field. You head over to your coat closet and you hang up your foot. And now all you want to do is limp over to your zombie couch and watch some Amazon Prime. You reach for your remote with your one good finger and you hit the power button and boom! Amazon Prime is playing on your favorite TV or your favorite movie. But then you have a little zombie sneeze and your one good finger falls off. So you bend over your couch to reach for it and your eyeballs roll on the floor. Now you can't see. Now you can't see.
You can't see. Blind zombie.
But you can hear.
I got good ears.
I knew I was going to lose it on this.
A true poet.
Okay, hold on. But you can't see, but now you can hear Amazon Prime until your ears fall off.
Ear bones connect to the floor bone.
Until your ears fall off. Aren't you glad you're not a zombie and can enjoy the full benefits of shopping Amazon? Having Amazon Prime and getting free two-day shipping on nearly everything. So do all your Amazon shopping through the Amazon banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com, and I promise you won't have to hang up your foot.
I don't know why I'm thinking of Fred Rogers right now.
I don't know who Fred Rogers is.
Oh, God.
Mr. Rogers?
Is that his name, Fred?
Right, Fred Rogers?
Yeah. Oh my!
I'm thinking of a zombie Fred Rogers coming home, taking off his zombie cardigan, hanging up his zombie foot.
That was the inspiration behind right that because
it's a beautiful day in the graveyard. Hood.
Oh my gosh! Okay.
Beautiful day in the graveyard.
Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I apologize. I knew I wasn't going to be able to get through that. DA, I'm glad you enjoyed that as much as everybody else did.
I hee-heed.
You soulless bastard. All right, everybody.
Isn't that what a zombie is?
DA is back. DA was out for a couple of weeks, two of the greatest weeks of our life.
Yes.
But it was due to the fact that his significant other, who will one day ruin everything he owns financially, had vaginal discharge. And
what?
And that would tell me that's not what happened.
Okay, keep going.
Did she not have a vaginal discharge?
Did she not have a vaginal discharge?
Did her vagina not discharge?
Discharge what though?
Something. Anything. Something came out of it.
Something foreign to it came out of it.
And you had to be there for it.
Right?
Clearly.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Continue, Corey.
Thank you very much. So DA's significant other wife, not his mistress, his wife, had vaginal discharge.
I would never get my mistress pregnant.
And good boy. And we were hoping and praying that the vaginal discharge wasn't going to look like DA, but I've seen pictures and unfortunately it does.
It does.
He's not light-skinned either.
And he's not light-skinned.
No, he's dark.
And all we're doing now, ladies and gentlemen, is that we've lit candles on the corner of 59th Avenue and Glendale Avenue here in downtown Glendale. And we've lit candles. We've had a candlelight vigil, hoping and praying that as the vaginal discharge ages, it will start to look more and more like the mother.
Aww. Hopefully.
Hopefully, because that's the only way little baby's going to have a chance in life.
Exactly.
So, no, I'm kidding. DA was out for 2 weeks, had a beautiful, bouncing baby boy.
Yes, you got it right the first time.
I wrote it down. Thank you, DTE. The baby came out. The baby was healthy.
Literally bouncy.
Well, we only figured out, DA only figured out that the baby was bouncy after he dropped it.
They're really resilient.
Yeah, they are, especially at the, and they all look like aliens when they're born. So we don't have a picture for you for live stream. So when the baby gets cute, we'll put up a picture.
No, that baby is beautiful.
Dude, my baby would look like something that I farted out a week before he was born.
Your baby looked like you.
Yeah.
Jim Amato off the YouTube set. Congratulations, DA. Thank you, Jim Amato. And hello.
Jim Amato.
No, I'm kidding all in jest. It's a beautiful baby. How did everything go? Catch us up with what's been going on, DA.
Well, it was one of the craziest nights of my life.
Yeah.
Don't we have sounder for this?
Oh, you want to go to the archive and grab that sounder?
Yeah, let's go.
Oh.
We have sounders for this.
All right, here we go. It's now time for
birth noises.
Baby talk.
Baby, baby, baby. Ooh.
Was that it?
That was it.
That was very non.
You want the full?
Yeah, I want the full one.
All right, here. Baby talk.
Baby, baby, baby.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back.
Chili's, baby back ribs. I want my baby back ribs. Barbecue sauce.
I will give you $5 if you can tell me where that clip is from.
It was good singing, so I'm gonna say your boy, Caleb Renfro.
Wrong.
Scrubs.
Oh,
Scrubs.
Oh, Scrubs. I know Scrubs.
I'm sitting next to two of them. I want to say he's like the financial director of the hospital.
No.
And his he's a crazy guy.
Right. Bald. But he's not the financial director.
Okay, but he's always with Dr. Kelso.
Yes.
And he always wears a suit.
He was a hospital lawyer.
Okay, there we go. Ted, the hospital lawyer. And that was his acapella group.
His acapella
group. I was very close.
You were very close. I'm going to give you the $5, not because you got it right. I'm going to give you the $5 just because DA doesn't need $5 right now, even though he just had a brand new kid. So, DA.
I'm rich.
Catch us up, man. What's happening with a new baby?
Beautiful baby boy. One of the craziest nights of my life, though.
Really?
Jessica was in labor for 22 hours.
Woo. That's 1 hour per pound for that baby.
Imagine a 22-pound baby.
That's the turkey I had last Thanksgiving.
So, beautiful baby boy.
He just blew by.
Big bundle of joy.
Yeah.
It was
second baby, right?
Second baby that I know of.
Second,
yes.
second child.
Yes.
Okay.
Big brother loves him.
Oh.
You know, he tries to help. Bring him his little cars. Brings him his binky.
Oh.
Does he have a little binky that looks like a duck? Duck lips.
Nah, there's. I've seen those.
Yeah, I gave those to someone and then they quit. All right.
I would never. Can I have them?
No.
Can you give me some?
I will never ever again in my life give those duck lip binkies to anyone else ever again.
Okay.
They are cursed.
Well, they're actually really ugly, too.
But it's so cute when you see the little baby suckling on them.
Yeah.
And then it just looks like the baby's got a little duck bill.
Yeah, I guess.
It's a cute thing.
Could I get... Where can I get those from?
Through the store. The sponsor that we're... Sponsor segment that we're in right now.
Boom. I'm trying to plug.
Amazon.
But it was a long night. There were long emotional night. Like, Jessica had some complications.
Yeah, and Jessica is his wife.
Jessica is my beautiful wife. Hey, baby.
I don't think we've ever given her name.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. No, I've said her name on air.
Okay.
Well, we weren't listening.
I wasn't listening.
Y'all never listen.
I'm sorry, what?
But the baby was born very healthy.
Is he still talking?
Very big.
Yes.
Very long.
What was it like? What was it like? I think the baby, I remember the stats. You texted him to me. Yeah, the baby was 22 pounds.
Uh-huh.
5 years old.
Yep.
And 6'4".
Yes.
Oh, nice.
It's a bouncing baby basketball player.
I'm a little upset that you got a text and I didn't.
I didn't get a text. That would have made us friends.
Oh.
Hey.
And Doug has no friends.
Spoiler alert. I don't have any friends. Spoiler alert. Corey did get a text. I said, "Hey, Corey, this is my baby boy. Here's a picture." And named him after you.
And then I texted him back a picture of my junk.
That was your junk?
Yeah. And you were
hitting. I was like, why is he sending me Vienna sausages?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, you're so generous.
Oh.
Corey was like, here's my baby boy. No, literally.
But yeah, I'm tired. Having a newborn
is
very interesting. They're so delicate, and I love them in this stage because they're so small.
Yeah.
Like, he can't wrestle away from me. You know, I just hold him and I kiss him, and he can't do nothing.
Well,
about
he's
it.
A crying, drooling, pooping, peeing human sack of poo right now.
You know what's crazy? He does not cry.
But here's the thing. This is also a very, very, he's also a sponge. He's absorbing everything in his environment.
Oh, for sure.
He's absorbing everything. I mean, babies are absorbing, some scientists say that babies absorb everything in the womb.
Yep, they do.
You know, that's why there has been actual scientific proof that if you read or sing to your baby while they're in the womb, the baby will be born with certain skill sets that just come naturally to them.
Nice.
Because you surround them around, like reading to your baby and stuff like that.
My baby's going to be a rapper.
You know, oh, God.
It was a dude named Kevin with a Mac 11.
So mom's doing great.
Yes.
Everybody's home.
Yep. Mom's doing great. Everybody's
your family
home.
Has left.
No, my mom's still here.
Okay. That's good.
My beautiful mother.
Because if not, he would need
all that old backhoe.
How dare you? She's probably listening right
so
now.
So does she. She probably is.
That's okay. You.
Hey.
That was DT, not Corey Blaze.
I still love you.
Who loves you. So when this event kind of happens in typical families, you know, the family comes in, and I don't know about yours, but before my entire family evaporated.
That last Christmas Thanksgiving.
That's like an added stress.
Oh, yeah.
Where you have all of your family in, all of your family, everybody has their own ideas, everybody has their own input, and they want to give it to you, and they want to give you your input, and they want to be involved, and they want to do this, and they want to do that. And was any of that stressful for you, or was your family actually an aid and a help in actually the entire process for you and your lovely wife, who you clearly don't deserve?
they were an aid.
Really?
Because if you haven't noticed, I don't listen to people.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean...
So they just did it for you.
So they did. They took care of you.
Yeah, they took care of me. Just showered in love.
Codependent, some of them. Yeah. Couldn't do nothing on his own.
I have
mama's
a great...
Mama's boy.
Yeah. Mama there, wife's ass.
Mama's boy who went to Catholic school.
I am a mama's boy.
You know who else goes to Catholic school?
Hmm.
Mexicans.
Yeah, and you know who else went to Catholic school?
No, I'm just saying. And you know who else is mama boys and baby?
Chinese Hong Kong.
Donald Trump.
Oh.
Mexicans. You know, and you know who else gets babied by their women's?
What Mexican hurt you?
Mexicans.
What Mexican hurt you?
I'm half Mexican and I didn't get no love.
Aw.
Hey, DJ.
Where's my shower?
Point to the doll here where the Mexican touch you. Jeez, you guys are... Oh, wow. That's a really... Bad,
everywhere.
Oh, all of it. So
Corey,
they weren't...
Corey's messing.
Guilty as charged. So they weren't like a hindrance. I didn't seem overwhelming for you.
Nah.
Because when I'm like, the few times in my life that I have gone into the hospital, I shut the whole entire ward down.
Bet you did.
I don't want
not enough food.
I don't want a dog and pony show, but I guess for a baby, I guess it's a little different.
Everybody loves babies.
Yeah, and I guess it depends on what's going on and like your relationship with your family as well. When last time I went to the hospital, I literally had my mom kicked out.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
that's about right.
She came in and tried to make everything about her and like causing a whole scene in the waiting room. While I'm laid up in the hospital about to have back surgery, and I'm like, yeah, no, you got to go.
Oh, she was yelling like, my baby!
Yeah, like, she's a bad mother because I was in a car accident.
Bro,
like,
she probably feels bad.
No, she wanted it to be about her.
She was probably distraught.
No.
No.
That's clearly a sign of somebody trying to make it. And that was the underlying question that I posed to you. Was there anybody in your family that wanted to make it all about them?
Nah, all about that beautiful baby boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's an anomaly.
That's a great family.
I'm telling you, I have a great support system.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, because you can't do nothing on your own. That's why it's such a great support system.
I made that baby on my way. No, I didn't. I had just... Oh, you may be right.
No, you didn't. You hired Little D and gave him $25 and a pack of Oreos to go back there and shove your waist.
That's why he's so dark.
Yeah, and he broke his neck. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here. We'll be back on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on FatGuyRadioShow.com. It's our bonus show. What a wonderful way to get the free show each and every day. When you buy the bonus show, we can stay on the air. Less than coffee. No, it's not free. Buy the bonus show. See, when you support us by purchasing the bonus show at FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn, you help keep the weekly shows free. And the show can grow so you get more. Go by the bonus show. So go by the bonus show. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn.
This episode is brought to you by Playapod, the best cross-platform podcast app for iOS and Android. Just visit playapod.com and download it for free.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. The word of the day is panache.
Panache.
Punani.
Meaning flamboyance. We're going to start that over again because I had to cut this up and send it to the sponsor. The word of the day is panache.
Panache.
Meaning flamboyance or a confident flair. And there's no better place to find flamboyancy and flair this time of year than Target Online through the Target banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Grab hold of that confident flair by saving $10 off Halloween costumes, decor, and lighting. Embrace your inner flamboyance with $20 off AirPods when you shop through the Target banner on our website. Panache also means decorative plume or tuft of feathers, especially on a headdress or helmet, which can all be found at Target this time of year. Be panache by doing all your Target shopping through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target or by clicking the Target banner on our website. Target, expect more, pay less. Panache.
Target.
All right.
Panache.
And those of you that are streaming the show live on YouTube, you're probably wondering that, hey, there's not a lot of flicky fancy things going on our YouTube. Well, I'll give you the short answer. It's because I got in a fight with Vimeo.
Ooh.
I like a good fight.
It's always a good fight. Boys, I got some TV recommendations, but I don't want to get to that real quick. I want to make a quick mention. The opening that we had for today's show was from Dave Chappelle's latest Netflix special. Have you seen it? Huh. Sticks and Stones?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen it, DT?
Yes.
Okay, so I watched it this past weekend with a buddy of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little bit of a review of it.
Okay.
I have never laughed that hard at a comedian special for so long I couldn't remember. It was edgy. It was controversial. It was dark. It was classic Dave Chappelle. And I literally stood up on my feet and gave it a round of applause during the credits because I was proud of the fact that this pussyfied society that we live in now has not scared off at least one.
Okay.
Because that, ladies and gentlemen, was the way comedy should be.
Mm-hmm.
A comedian should be free to express himself, make fun of whoever he wants to make fun of. He hit on some heavy, heavy topics.
Heavy.
And we don't plug Netflix, but if there was any time that I would say go take advantage of the 7-day free trial just to watch this, this would be the time. That was so needed in 2019 because of the fact that he wasn't afraid. And he even mentioned in his set about the fact that anytime someone comes out, a comedian comes out and does something that some person or some group of people don't agree with, they get attacked and their careers are ended. On a very, very small scale, I've experienced that here on this show where I've said something. But I was so elated and I am so proud. And I commend Dave Chappelle and I commend the producers of this special for allowing this to be done and giving him the platform. He was so edgy and controversial in this special. You could see some people that had paid money to sit in the audience squirm and get a little uncomfortable. But the one thing that never happened is that I didn't see nobody get up and leave. And this is what comedians should be allowed to do. They should be allowed to come out, make fun of anything and everything, and everybody have an adult mindset to understand that it's just jokes.
Yes. Trying to be funny.
Trying to be funny. That's all that it was. So I was thoroughly impressed by this special, and I will watch it 10 times over if I can remember my son's friend's Netflix password.
So on that topic of this special, I will say that in the past 4 weeks, month,
yeah,
5 weeks, I don't know, but in the past couple of weeks, I've been like restless. You know, I get those times where I go to sleep super early, wake up in the middle of the night and can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, I hate that.
And so each time that happened, I would go to like Hulu or Amazon or Netflix to find something to watch. And I was like, okay, they had a new Bill Burr special.
I watched that too.
I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, it was,
felt I ended up falling asleep right in the middle of it.
It was a little dry.
He was in London. Yeah. It was a special in London.
Yep.
And I couldn't connect to that.
And he was doing American politic jokes in London.
Yeah, I couldn't connect.
That's what I couldn't connect with.
I couldn't connect to it.
I just fell asleep. There's a new Kevin Hart special.
Yeah.
I believe he played the O2 in London as well.
Yeah, skip right over that.
And I put that on. And I couldn't finish that either. I fell asleep. I put on that Dave Chappelle and had to stay up to finish it.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't fall asleep.
It's gripping.
Because I was like, oh, well, if I fall asleep, I'm going to miss this. And I literally sat there and watched the whole thing.
You know what he did from the first joke? When the opening scene when he's reciting Prince.
I love that. Like, that was so that was creative. That was creativity personified.
Can we just talk about the topics he hit on? Suicide.
Yep.
LGBTQ, whatever.
Yeah, he even left out a letter.
School shootings.
And they all in the car.
That one was hilarious.
School shootings.
He said,
Jussie Smollett, that French actor.
Yeah. But the school shooting one, that joke that had me.
Genius.
He said.
So eloquently put.
How did he say? He said, they're training, they're having these drills and active shooter drills in school and everything, teaching the kids what to do if there's an active shooter, if someone decides to bring a gun to the school and everything. He's like, but aren't you training the shooter?
Yeah. And then he acts like the kid taking notes. Yeah. Where are we supposed to meet?
All right, don't give it too much away because I want people to go watch this. But, I mean, we don't have a dog in the fight when it comes to Netflix. But it was so
good.
It was what we needed, man.
Yeah.
It was literally what's needed.
I cried. I laughed so hard I cried.
I was in tears too, laughing so hard. Just buckled over, falling on the floor, having to rent one of them backhoes to pick my big ass up off my living room floor because I was falling down laughing
so
much.
That is not nice to rent Doug's mom.
We'll talk.
But yeah, fisticuffs. But it's, dude, all I could say at the end as I stood, and I was at tears in my eyes laughing so hard, but I also had tears in my eyes just being filled with pride for Dave Chappelle. Okay, I don't know Dave Chappelle. He's never been involved in this show whatsoever. I wasn't a big fan of the Dave Chappelle show, but I understand why it went away. But dude, that Netflix special is what we need, because people need to understand. He hit on some very, very big topics that every other comedian would run away from. And I see it on Instagram somewhat with America's Got Talent comedian, Samuel Conroy. He gets it. I follow him on Instagram, and people thought he was going to be this. Sam Conroy is kind of like experiencing the Full House Bob Saget experience, where everybody was so used to seeing Bob Saget as this wholesome father.
He's
but
very.
Bob Saget is a vulgar, negative, dark comedian.
Yeah.
And so Samuel Conroy was on America's Got Talent and did a very clean presentation. His star rose. And then when he reverted back to being the comedian that he's always been, people can't handle it. And they give him crap for that. And what I like about Sam Conroy is that he gives the crap right back.
So question. Seeing how Dave Chappelle masterfully did all of these jokes.
Masterfully.
Is it, does that mean that the comics that do get the backlash, maybe they're just not funny?
No, what I think they are is that they're, you know what? I honestly don't know.
Yeah, they it's just not funny then.
There are, he even mentioned some of the jokes that Kevin Hart did that that is the reason why he didn't host the Grammys or whatever that award show was.
Yeah.
And that was all a joke.
The Oscars.
Dude, the Oscars. Roseanne Barr put her in the same thing. She had a joke that went out on Twitter, cost her whole entire show.
But it wasn't funny.
Well, maybe that's the separation. I don't know what it is.
But the thing with the Kevin Hart joke was, it was so outlandish that you should look at it and read it and know that it's a joke.
But it wasn't funny. I think the joke was, if my son was gay, I would buy a dollhouse and smash it over his head.
But it was so far out there where, yeah. I mean, and then, of course, Dave Chappelle put it. So I don't want to quote him, because we wouldn't do it justice for what Dave Chappelle delivered on the show.
It.
But basically, he broke it down to how ridiculous it would be have to go buy a dollhouse
so if you
to break over your son's
head.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That was the thing. I would go and buy a doll. So you're literally telling me that you're going to go buy your son a dollhouse because he's gay and just to break it over his head.
Okay. Right.
How outlandish and...
Outlandish.
And like unrealistic would that be? There is the humor in it. The fact that you we're not delivering it in that way for it to be funny, and people reading it are reading it the way you have to literally read it in the voice that Kevin Hart would deliver it in.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, then you're not going to get the hilarity in it.
If Dave Chappelle fumbled that car joke with all the alphabets writing it, if he fumbled that joke, he would be on a stake right now.
I don't think he would.
He would be wearing Jesus' shoes, being crucified.
I don't think but he
the,
would.
The same thing is if that same joke, him not fumbling it, if he had typed that joke out, he would be on a stake right now, because you would not get his tone, because that's the hardest thing to get
in, his tone
through text.
So don't be a comedian on Twitter.
So who's to say that he didn't fumble that joke On the stage. He's such a brilliant comedian. And there were some times where he went off on a little bit of a tangent.
Well, there's
you can kind of tell. But he is so beautiful in his execution. We would have never known if he fumbled over that joke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's one thing that he touched upon that I think is very underlooked at this whole special.
Okay.
He mentions in this special that he was approached by the woman who did the Surviving R. Kelly documentary to do it. And he said no.
Thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And like everyone was like, and like she was like, oh, I asked Dave to do it. And he said no. And like.
And I remember her attacking him.
And like he's getting all this backlash. But he said the reason why he didn't do it is because he doesn't know R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been around R. Kelly. He has no dog in the fight when it comes to R. Kelly.
Yeah.
So what that shows is how many of these people on that documentary actually had like context and contact with R. Kelly. Like, John Legend was on it.
I was just about to say, I've never heard a John Legend R. Kelly song.
Never. And so, like, I feel like we're in this age where, okay, if we can get, like, prominent people just to co-sign.
Mob mentality.
And just give their opinion on certain situation, we can basically shape other people's thoughts just because of these influencers.
Yep.
Here's the thing. The one caveat to all of this is that we need to laugh again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We need to laugh again in this society and stop being so damn sensitive about stuff.
You know who likes to laugh?
And when we don't laugh and we get sensitive, because now we've got an organization for everything. Mm-hmm. We got a group of activists for everything. Yeah. We got rock activists. We got asphalt activists. Yeah. We got tree limb activists. Yeah. We got leaning on a tree planted in asphalt covered in rocks activists. Everybody's got a goddamn activist. Why don't you just... it's just funny. Yeah. It's just, and if you don't laugh, guess what? Okay, you don't laugh. Go listen to somebody that you do laugh. You don't have to threaten someone's livelihood just because somebody says something that didn't make you laugh. Yeah. When in the hell did the word offensive become so freaking popular?
Yeah.
Everybody's offended about everything.
No, I agree.
I'm offended that you just agreed with me.
So is Leslie Jones, but we don't give her shit.
And I'm offended by that.
But I challenge that.
I'm offended by your challenge.
But because we never stop laughing. I never stop laughing. The whole thing with Twitter is one person can say something and get retweeted 87,000 times, and then people are like, oh, this must be a popular opinion. It's not. It's just the internet. People act. They probably don't even feel that way in real life. They just want to get impressions.
It's just, but I went in not knowing what to expect. I had no expectation on this special. I've always thought Dave Chappelle was funny.
Mm-hmm.
We've used a couple of his clips before on the show from the Dave Chappelle show. I mean, the one that we quote most often is that, Joe Rogan, I gotta tell you something. I smoke cracks.
Have you seen crack? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
have you seen his previous specials on Netflix though?
I haven't, but I'm gonna go back as soon as I remember my kids' friends Netflix passwords.
No,
and I'm gonna watch some more.
They're funny. They're not as funny as that though.
And
don't set that bar that high.
Okay, I won't. But here's the thing. I just did what? 12 minutes on a comedian on a network that has no financial ties to this show because that's what we should be back to allowing. That special, minus a few of the cuss words, should have been on at least minimum cable TV. But everybody is so
Comedy Central.
Damn scared now.
Yeah.
Everybody's, I mean, even to a smaller stage, even on this show. We have a handful of topics that we just don't get to, that we just won't cover on this show.
I'll cover it. Hong Kong.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody is so mother effing sensitive.
Yeah.
Everybody got their feelings on their sleeve.
Yeah.
It's just jokes. We are killing our entertainers. We are killing our comedians. We've got to let these people do what they do best. And if you don't like them, guess what? Don't support them. You ain't got to blow them up on social media. You ain't got to get some activist group involved.
Yeah.
If you don't like them, you don't like them.
Bullet sponsors.
You hitting the man in his pocket.
Got to let me fly.
You know what I'm saying? Let the comedians be the comedians. I didn't mean to do this much time on it, but man, this was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have Netflix, go watch the Dave Chappelle Sticks and Stones special. And if you're easily offended, don't watch the special and then turn your TV off and run your easily offended ass into the nearest traffic. Just run into traffic with your mouth open. Just end yourself.
Ooh.
We don't need you anymore sharing our earth.
Because
this earth will return to laughter.
Spicy.
Mm. Now, okay.
Send me an email, or you can email B2B Radio Network directly. Yeah.
Pull a sponsor.
Mother Effer, don't think I didn't get word of that email you tried to send. Did it work? I'm still here, Effer. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of this. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. Here at Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, we like to consider ourselves the kind of people with our thumb on the pulse of America. Therefore, for three easy payments of free 99, you get Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Though they got rid of all the porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs is creating fun, interesting things for you to like, share, and repost. So take advantage of this limited time offer of three easy payments of free 99 and find Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and even Tumblr. Again, sorry, there's no porn. Fat Guy Radio Show Labs, where fun is turned into funny. Get it? And Tumblr got rid of all the porn.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Give you the sign to say that we're going to talk about it on the show, and you want to give like an attitude. That was a whole idea. I didn't want to have the conversation when the mics weren't on, whether it was a yes or no answer. It didn't matter. We could have talked about it on the mics.
We're still going to talk about it. But
no, we're not, because I'm not going to get to it now because you're being an ass.
Okay.
Ooh. An ass and a...
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Afterburn. Tell them about it, D.A. Your ass been gone for 2 weeks. You do the damn Afterburn read.
Afterburn. Wait, what is Afterburn? It is our explicit show where I can cuss and stuff, where I can say somebody's being an ass and a D without feeling like, is that a dump? I don't know. So go get Afterburn. $3 a month or $8 if you want to look at our beautiful faces. Why wouldn't you want to look at our beautiful faces? Yeah. It's raw.
FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Fat Guy Radio Show. Why are you stepping on me? FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn.
He wasn't going to get to it.
Because he's an ass.
Because he's an ass.
All right. I like it. That was tense. Let's go.
I don't like having tense conversations when the microphones are muted.
It wasn't even supposed to be tense conversation. It was a yes or no.
For the listeners, D-Tay said, hey, D-A, have you seen Joker?
No. Let me give it. D-Tay asked a question.
Uh-huh.
You answered it.
I answered it, yes.
D-Tay turned to me.
Uh-huh.
I gave him the phrase that we say when we want to hold on to a conversation.
Don't say that
phrase.
And
have it on the air.
It's special to us.
And have it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then D-Tay got indignant about the fact that I wouldn't answer the question.
All I said was, it's a yes or no question. Like, it's not.
Which,
like,
we could have given our yes or no answers on the air.
I get that. But the thing is, the yes or no doesn't actually hold any true weight to the story. That's when we say that phrase is, hey, don't give out the meat and potatoes when the mics are off. The yes or no is not the meat and potatoes to that story, is what I'm trying to get to you.
I know.
And you're like, oh, well, we need to continue this. The story is still going to be natural and build itself up, because we haven't even, just because we know the yes or no part of it doesn't mean we know anybody's like thoughts or anything on the subject.
But,
and that's the stuff that the viewers want to hear. They don't care about yes or no. They want to hear, okay, what are your thoughts and opinions? And you got mad at me because I asked for a yes or no that had no credence to the rest of the story.
I didn't get mad at you for asking the yes or no, and I didn't get mad at all, number one. What I got frustrated with was your response to me saying, let's talk about it when the mics come back on. Because here's the thing. Yes, I agree with you. The yes or no isn't something that necessarily our fatnatics would want to hear. However, in Radio Land, the yes or no is what we call a foundation to get to where we could have gotten
and
to.
And we could still...
You could have asked that. I could have asked that same exact question when we were on the air, when the mics were live, not buried under a commercial, when the mics were live, and then it could have catapulted us to the next level, and we could have built on that. Because asking the yes or no question would have led into more discussion as to why the answer was yes or no. Is there any reason behind it was a yes? Is there any reason why it was a no? That's why I said what I said, so that we could come back on when the mics were live and give our answers then.
But the thing is
it's rational.
And the thing is literally in the show notes we have topics where the answer is revealed before the topic is even discussed, and we still build the question, still ask the question on air. So, like, it's pretty much verbal show notes is what I was doing that we could literally...
Not for that topic you wanted to discuss. Not for that topic.
I didn't say that topic.
Not for the topic that we were talking about.
I didn't say that topic.
Meaning that it was going to be something we were going to build.
I asked a question, and I asked... We could still build on it. That's the thing. It's like you took it over the edge. You took it over the edge as if you didn't want to do it.
Very cryptic building.
You didn't want to do it or anything because, I ruined the whole topic by not letting you by not saving the first time I've ever asked the question be on air. Like if that destroys the whole thing, that for the one time me hearing your answer yes or no to that question, that my one natural reaction is going to destroy the whole thing.
I see both sides and I love it because this fool is always indignant for me at least. So I get to see the sauciness, and you could have just kept it going. You could have just said, oh, no.
No.
You could have messed with him.
It wasn't the fact that he wanted the yes or no. It wasn't the fact, DT, that you asked the question. It was when I gave you the response that we give that indicates let's finish the conversation on the mics, you got indignant.
Okay.
Now, how many times have we sat in this studio pre-show meetings and had a topic come up and we give that indication, and what do we all do? We clam up and shut the hell up until the mics come live. Because why would we have a good money-making conversation, finger quotes, off mic when it's something that we can share with our audience?
Yes, and I give you that. But the thing is when we say that phrase, we say that right before. Because we always look at each other and we're like, oh, nope, you're about to spill your whole thought process on this. Hold it. We always say that right before the conversation starts.
So if I would have gave my answer, you don't think that would have led to that?
No, if you would have said, yes, but hold it, I would have been like, got you. No,
I left out one word. I left out the word yes.
Because, yes, exactly.
That's all that this is over the word yes or no.
Yes, because you could have, that was a question that didn't need to.
It was a yes or no.
It was a yes or no question.
So instead of just going right to hold it, you felt justified in being indignant.
I felt super brushed off. Like, nah, go ahead.
Y'all both tripping.
I don't know.
So be it.
Y'all both tripping.
I don't care at this point. So did you go see Joker?
Yes or no?
Hold it.
Can't stand you. I'm
waiting for a good copy to hit the internet. I'm not gonna go see it.
I haven't gone seeing it, but DT, I thought that you had planned on going seeing it.
No, I didn't go see it yet. I haven't gone see it.
I was worried because they were saying all of that buzz on the intranets about, you know, it not being safe.
And that was the only reason I didn't go see it opening weekend.
It won't be safe?
Because it won't be safe, or because it was opening weekend?
Because Corey, when I asked him, hey, are you going to go see this movie? Mm-hmm. And he was like, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm actually curious because we did the trailer talk on it a long time ago. Okay. And he was like, I'm thinking about it. I was like, I think I'm going to go see it opening day. And he goes, well, did you hear about this? And I said, oh, no, I did not hear about that. But I mean, okay. There's supposed to be like rumors of like midnight shootings and whatnot that are going to happen. Similar to the Dark Knight Aurora thing.
So you guys were texting back and forth and he said.
No, this was all in the studio.
Oh, so where was I?
You were catching something falling out of your wife's vagina.
Exactly.
Oh. I'm just saying, like, y'all have so many conversations without me.
But this,
you were catching something falling out of your vagina or your wife's vagina.
His vagina too.
Vagina too.
But that was the reason why, because I didn't want you to worry.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
So you didn't want me to worry. You didn't go because I told you not, or I suggested that you not go.
Well, you suggested I'd not go. And if I would have not listened to your suggestion, one, you would have came, you never listened to me.
That's true.
And then
you guys
two,
are literally a couple.
You would have been worried about me, and I just didn't want you to worry. So I heeded your warning and went for your peace of mind.
That's true.
I didn't go for your peace of mind.
Like, I don't have a problem with it, Doug, but y'all are so gay.
What you're experiencing right now is what's called
a
friendship
of mutual respect.
Ah,
where we could go into the parking lot and fight it out. He'd win, I'd be grabbing everything on my way down. What? I'm sorry. That went wrong.
Why is it so long?
I didn't.
Why does it stop?
I'm still falling, and I've still got it in my hand.
Are you Rapunzel?
All right. I got to get. Rapunzel penis.
I was waiting for someone else to say something so I could write that down.
I can't get it.
Oh, Rapunzel. Oh, I'm going back up, Rapunzel. Oh, Rapunzel, you're lifting me up. All right, I got to get this in.
Pretty feeling, Rapunzel.
God, I didn't hit the transforming button. I was ready to move on.
I'll hit it again. Hey, Corey, have you seen Joker?
Rapunzel, let down your pubic hairs.
Yeah. Rapunzel penis, listen. All right, so... So my middle boy, Aiden, came to me a couple of weeks ago, and he said that he wanted to become a YouTube star. Why is that automatically a fun knee laugh?
It had nothing to do with what he said.
Oh, okay.
Did you just buffer?
No, I did. I now I see where you're at, D-Tay.
I don't see it. Oh, another inside joke from the couple.
Yes.
Yeah. We are America's favorite internet couple.
Mm-hmm. Favorite internet radio show couple.
Very good, DA.
Podcast.
Favorite internet. So my son Aiden comes to me and he says he wants to be a YouTube star. Mm-hmm. And of course, anything that my kids come to me at that's creative, I'm going to support it because that's just part of my genes. You know, Aiden is my stolen kid. I love him to death and I'm going to support him in whatever he wants to do. He's dribbling a basketball or whatever it is, painting, whatever. So he came to me and said he wanted to be a YouTube star. So we were hanging out at the house. And he was doing, you know, trying to do some videos and stuff like that on playing with the equipment and the camera and the light ring and stuff like that. And there were some funny things that kind of came out and he's kind of playing around with that. But earlier this week, Monday, he came over to the house because he wanted to watch something on TV or whatever. And he knows that my house is always empty because I have no friends and no one loves me. So he came over to the house and he was watching this TV show that came back on, I don't know, but I stopped what I was doing. I was working up in my room in my office, and then I went downstairs and, you know, I watched it with him. And then afterward I said, hey, I got some work that I got to do down at the studio. You want to, you know, ride down with me and go to the studio? So we, you know, he grabs his laptop and we head over to the Studio G, and we're sitting here in Studio G, and I cut a promo that I didn't finish, but it was a musical promo and we'll have it for next week. And he looked up and he said, you can do music stuff in here? I'm like, well, the studio isn't really designed for, you know, music recording. You know what I mean? We don't have all of the elaborate compressions. And my skill set isn't in music production. My skill set is in radio production. Mm-hmm. But he heard what I was cutting, though it's still unfinished. And he was like, well, I wrote something.
Ooh.
And I'm like, you wrote something? He's like, yeah, you probably won't like it, though. I says, why wouldn't I like it? He says, because it's hip hop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could have guessed that.
I was leaning toward that too. Yeah. But at the same time, I wanted to
give him
benefit.
Because it was urban.
And I looked at him and I said, Aiden, I love and support everything you do.
Aw.
So why wouldn't I like what you did? So we played around and I screwed up DT's board and we actually recorded not one, but two tracks.
Nice.
I'm going to play just a little bit of it, and I'm playing this without his permission.
Okay.
So I will ask for forgiveness once I'm done.
That's
what I'm
going to
play
do.
A little bit of this. Have your finger on the dump button, because he does have some words in here that we probably need to take out. But this first song, I'm just going to play a little bit of it. The first track is called All In My Head.
Tell me when you're ready.
All right, let me start it all over again. So this is my 18. 18.
It's all in my head.
All right, hold on. Let me start it over again. Okay. This is called All In My Head. My 18-year-old Aiden. All In My Head. And this is him. And if it's not mixed down properly, it's because I'm not a music producer. But I will say this. I told him I was going to go get me one of those big Pharrell Arby's hats because I feel like a music producer.
Mm.
We'll just play a little bit. Okay, here we go. And he's never recorded anything like this. Here we go.
It's never been easy, it's always been tough. Look at my road and you turn to drugs. The easy way out, that's not how I rock. Put yourself in my shoes, get you thinking a lot. I'm all in my head, my demons on me. Heart and so heavy, it's crazy to think. This is the life that was chosen for me. I got what I need, I got what I want. My life is some weed, and I roll up that blunt. Take a good hit, make sure it lasts. As it come back around, take a look at the ash. Watch it burn slow, let it fall to the flow. Blow this song, blow this beat. The blunt of my life, got you out your seat. You feel all my pain, now you know it's real. The pain that I feel, only God can heal. I've been in my head, been through it all. Fearless all my life, not scared of the fall. I've been down before. Been on that road, my highest of days are still kinda low. On my lowest of days, it really got bad. Just thinking of ways to join my dad. I still made a choice, that's why I'm here. Still battle my demons, still battle my fear.
Right,
I
made it this out far,
life is so good.
So what do you think?
That's sad. It's a sad song, man.
It's a little emotional.
Yeah, it's very emotional.
It's a little emotional, but that came out of him. Now, Aiden has had, he hasn't been, he's very, very talented. Good looking kid.
Mm-hmm.
Has had a lot of opportunities for success. But when you break down all those barriers, he has been dealt a very difficult life, mm-hmm. which is one of the reasons why I believe, I'm going to say this, and you know, if you get offended, go watch Dave Chappelle. But this is the reason why I believe God delivered me to him,
aww.
You know, and why God delivered him to me,
mm-hmm.
to give him a little beacon of light.
Yeah.
In this world. But that was a very, very emotional song.
Yeah.
But all from his mind.
Who did the beat?
It was a YouTube track.
Oh, wow.
It was a YouTube track. It kind of got you in your feelings. It got you, didn't it?
I want to call back to, I don't know if it was last week's show or like 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
when we talked about like this day and age music genre and like the kind of like vibe you get from this today music, what is like core, kind of like gravitating towards. And I told you it's all about drug use, but people really dealing with the problems.
Right.
Would you agree with that, DA?
100%.
Expressing the story of a personal triumph.
He
or
was vulnerable
tragedy.
In
now,
that.
Now, I feel like we get him in like a studio with a producer, not saying that you did a bad job.
Oh, I did a horrible job.
No, it's actually pretty decent. Yeah. It's better than a lot of people who claim to be music producers put out.
Yeah.
But like have him like double up his vocals and actually put like have the beat a little bit more lively with it. But the content itself, spot on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a song that like literally just with a little TLC on it, it can actually go far.
And yeah. That was his first time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then after he got that and we played it back and he was hearing it and he was, you know, he started getting hyped up. He looks and said, I got another one.
Ooh.
This one's called Sane. Now, get ready to have your finger on the dump button because I let him go in on this one. So those of you that are on the live stream will get it unedited, but we might have to edit a little bit of this. But this is called Sane by my boy Aiden.
Myself, I don't give a f. I'm doing my thing and I keep it above. We not the same, no, I do not bluff. Shoot, nah, my hands are violent enough. My hands are violent enough. My hands are violent enough. Wait, hold up. What's keeping you sane? That girl is insane. She getting straight A's, but she sharing the brain. On to the next, we getting these checks. Your girl in my bed and she begging for sex. She for the crew, no cap, no screw. She asking again, I came back for 10. She asked for some hot sauce, she in the bed. Giving me, I'm being myself, I don't give a f. I'm doing my thing and I keep it a buck. We not the same, no, I do not bluff. Shoot, nah, my hands are violent enough. My hands are violent enough. My hands are violent enough. Let's continue on. Let's continue on. Let's make it short, no, don't make it long. That is your girl, she playing my song. But know how that goes. Hopped in a foe, driving downtown, it's me and a bro. Don't
right,
worry about that,
can
you pull up, be cracking right. Those.
It's a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to go ahead and say this right now.
Please.
First of all, I like that. That was kind of like nice. But so Corey said in that first one, you know, that was his first song ever. Did. Then he got a little courage and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually want to try. Oh, I got another one. Mm-hmm. And I actually want to try a little something different and everything. And like actually got into his own on it.
Mm-hmm.
Corey low-key got in his own on the producer side of it, too. There was a lot of production going. I don't know if you heard the different sounds in the voice. the echoes, the radio distortion and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Corey was like, I'm feeling myself too. Yeah. Let me go ahead and try my hand as producing this, like literally producing
I
this.
Could just see Corey as Terrence Howard when he's making that whoop that shit.
He was so Aiden is always just so amazingly respectful. He was like, okay, I'm gonna say some things and I don't want you to be mad, or maybe I should change it. I'm like, no, do it how you did it.
Yeah.
Do it art. How you wrote it. I'm going to express yourself the way that you want to express yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yes, he has some choice words in there, and it may sound really weird on the audio replay when we have to go in and edit these, but I don't know. I love it because it's my boy.
You should.
You know what I mean? You guys are two outsiders looking in. What are you thinking? What are you feeling?
I can vibe with it.
Yeah.
Like I said, just some TLC on the production side.
Yeah, it's just all about beat and bounce.
Yeah. Content-wise, I think it's dope.
It sounds like the hip-hop that's coming out now. But like you said, his voice needs to be polished. He needs to come with some more bravado. He needs to put some more oomph in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, he's also hiding behind his lisp.
Yeah. But honestly, actually, I would tell him to go steer into the lisp.
Yeah,
I told him that. I'm like,
steer into the lisp.
But then I'm not a music producer. I don't know how.
Because it makes it unique.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there's a bunch of different artists who had, like, speech impediments and stuff like that that they, like, steered into. I mean, Mike Jones had a lisp. Granted, it was because of his big-ass grill, but,
I have a lisp.
Ooh, my bounce.
Which leads me into a show I was watching on Netflix called Rhythm and Rhyme.
Rhythm and Rhyme.
It's T.I., Cardi B., Snoop Dogg was on this episode. Nipsey Hussle was on this episode, God rest his soul. And it's basically a talent show for hip hop. And you see these people perform and they're looking at it in layers. They're looking at, okay, this is your original song. How did you perform it?
Mm-hmm.
How did the beat go? How did you feel about it? And some people that they passed through, I was like, I didn't see it, but they said they see potential in it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that I tried to get him to embrace, you know, his lisp and stuff. And I told him, I said, you know, it's really, really easy because I have a speech impediment too. I host his radio show the whole time with two of them plant-based Whoppers in my jaws. You know, that's a speech impediment.
Ain't nothing plant-based about you.
I'm a plant-based, my foot up your ass. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right now. Now, on the other side of this, I have TV recommendation.
Uh-oh.
Can I get to some TV recommendation?
Yeah.
Or maybe we'll just discuss it during the break.
I was going to tell you, just hold it.
Hey, have you seen Rhythm and Flow?
Hey, did you see Joker?
Hey, I'm going to hold it.
We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show, fatguyradioshow.com.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
But that trick never worked.
This time for sure. Presto! Well, I'm getting close.
And now it's time for another special feature.
Hey everybody, it's me, Corey Blaze, and I'm using my radio DJ voice to welcome to the Fatnatic family Spotify listeners. Yes, that's right. Fat Guy Radio Show is now available to stream on the largest growing streaming platform, Spotify. Get the Spotify app for all mobile devices and desktops. We are extremely happy to partner with Spotify and provide another easy and fun way for everyone to get Fat Guy Radio Show. Find us by searching Fat Guy Radio Show on Spotify or visit fatguyradioshow.com/Spotify. Fat Guy Radio Show is now on Spotify. And now, traffic and weather with Skyline Skip. Take it away, Skip!
We are sorry.
Oh, so sorry.
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 We'll never do it again.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Depot at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. Take advantage of Home Depot's Columbus Day sales by clicking through the Home Depot banner on our website. More saving, more doing at the Home Depot, and we thank you so much for doing so. All right, DA, I don't know if the, I know you guys stream your shows, but do you stream, did your streaming service have ABC shows and Fox shows?
The way my streaming services are set up, I get everything.
Oh, so yes. You didn't in-rigged everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I get shows after they post. I'm mad that ABC doesn't just, they have a live streaming service.
It's horrible.
But it only for like five or six different cities.
Next month, everything changes with Disney Plus.
A lot of stuff. And ABC, ABC On Demand, there's one show that I have to watch on ABC On Demand because for some reason my Cox Communication DVR just refuses to record the show. No matter how many little red record emblems are next to the title, it just refuses to record The Doctor. It just refuses to record that show.
Is that the autistic dude? That's the doctor?
Yes.
I heard that's a good
show. Norman Bates.
It's an amazing show. The kid that played Norman Bates, yes. Something, something Hightower, whatever his name is. I can't remember. But there are three shows that I need to recommend. One show, I think I remember, I mentioned it last season. And DT, I believe you've seen a couple episodes. The Masked Singer.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about it on this show. We guessed it, a couple of the singers. It's back.
Yes.
And the costumes are way more elaborate than before.
Yeah.
And so far, it's had a couple episodes. And there are some really good singers on there. Last week, they unveiled, spoiler alert, the boxer girl, Layla Ali.
Yep, I got that one right.
You did get that one right. And I had no clue that she could sing like that. I did not know. But the Masked Singer on ABC, I believe it is. Or is it on Fox?
I think it's Fox.
It has to be Fox because Nick Cannon does it, and he's not ABC.
Okay, so it's got to be The Masked Singer. Check your local listing.
Yeah.
Follow it. Watch it. It's one of my recommendations. Now,
my wife watches it.
The next two recommendations are two new shows.
Okay.
That have just come on.
Give it to me.
The first one is on ABC.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure because I have the details up here in front of me.
Give me the deets. Give me the deets.
Oh.
Emergence.
Oh, that's NBC. You got it wrong.
Yeah, that's NBC.
It is not NBC. I'm looking at it right here.
They both have BC in it, so I can understand why you're confused.
ABC.
It's the National British Broadcast Company.
Always Be Closing Network.
No, it's the Never Be Closing Network.
No, that's NBC.
That's 30 Rock.
What is Emergence about?
Emergence. Ass face.
You indignant.
Rapunzel penis. The premise behind Emergence, and this is reading it from Wikipedia, so take it for what it is. A police chief on Long Island's Pocomoc Bay takes in a young child whom she finds near the site of a mysterious plane accident, but soon discovers that the girl has no memory of what happened or who she is. The child's mystery becomes more intense than expected when the chief starts investigating the history that led up to the accident and the questions of how and why it happened. A series of bizarre electronic disruptions, unexplained forces, and strange cryptic symbols are also at play, all of which are related to the young girl. That was horribly, horribly written.
Yeah, it sounds stupid.
I'm out.
It sounds stupid by that, but do you remember the show, the airplane show, the airplane TV show, where the plane disappeared?
For like a Manifest. Couple years.
Manifest.
Yeah,
I was out on that one too.
You were out on that
one? I was out after like five episodes.
You would be out on Emergence.
I was out when I saw the trailer say, "Whoa, thanks, we landed. Oh, you guys been gone for 12 years. Yeah, get out of here."
So you never watched an episode?
Nope.
Did you watch it?
I watched the whole series. It was me and my son's appointment watching.
So sidebar, what happened? Was it the government trying to get rid of people?
It went off the air.
Spoiler alert.
Because it was taking too long. They need to get to... I was episode 6 and they were still piecing together like, oh, so-and-so from the plane died. I don't care. What happened?
They canceled it and they never finished the story.
Well, good.
They never finished the story.
Because they got to it too slow.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
I was out.
Okay, so you're probably going to be, you'll be out on the emergence then.
That's why I just give a couple pumps, like, so my girl knows, like, hey, I don't want her to cancel me.
Emergence, I like the story. I like the actress. No, I'm trying to move past it. I like this show. Uh-huh. I like the mystery behind it because you know how I loved Bones. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think what I've been doing for a while is trying to find a new bone.
Trying to find Bones.
I have one. Always trying to. If you love Bones so much, why can't we see any on you? No.
Emergence on ABC.
What's the next one? We ain't got time.
The next one is another.
I love his indignance.
I hate it. That wasn't indignance. That was just him being smart alecky.
Okay.
His indignant is like when, look, food. Dude, okay, the last one that I have, and those of you that are listening, these two rubes, clearly I don't know my audience here in the studio.
You don't.
But
we're
I know
black.
The audience that is listening. My third TV recommendation is The Prodigal Son.
That one I'm in on.
On Fox.
I haven't watched it yet, but I've saw the trailer and everything. Those are the ones I can get into, and I think that would be more of your alley for that Bones type of...
It totally does. It totally fulfills my Bones desire because it's got the mystery, yeah. It's got murder, and it's got comedy.
I was going to say, it has a little bit of comedy in there.
Synopsis.
I'm not going to read it off Wikipedia because it sucks.
I'll tell them the synopsis.
Okay, I guess DT go tell you.
Because you suck at synopsis.
So the synopsis of this show... is you have this guy who works for the cops.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
He's a criminal detective.
No, you're jumping ahead.
No.
Yes, you're jumping ahead.
This is all given in the previews of the trailers.
See, no. It is. Okay. See, okay, have you watched it, though?
I haven't watched it yet.
Well, then why would you want to give the synopsis?
Because this is the synopsis that the what are they called? The station gives everyone.
Okay, you're trying to give him a preview, but I actually have some meat and potatoes and details.
Of Malcolm Bright is a gifted criminal psychologist using his twisted genius to help the NYPD solve crimes and stop killers.
Spoiler alert.
All while dealing with a manipulative mother. So they're like Jewish. A serial killer father still looking to bond with his prodigal son and his constantly evolving neurosis.
See, that was the proper way of saying it.
It's like Bones meets Dexter.
I'm out.
Yes, but that's a little over. You're out.
I'm out.
He's black.
Yeah,
I got to know my audience. I should.
I'm actually in on that. I love shows. See, Emergence doesn't deal with the psyche of a human.
Yes.
Whereas Prodigal Son does. And I love shows more that deal with like the psyche.
Lindsay McDonald off the YouTube says, there is no new Bones. Have you watched Criminal Minds, Corey?
I did. I have watched Criminal Minds in the past. And
hi, Lindsay.
It's more like Criminal Dumps.
It was more, I could get into it. I liked it, but I couldn't get over the fact of how many times they kept saying subset.
Subset?
Subset.
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 Do you like subsidiary?
Instead of saying suspect.
What would they say?
Subspect.
Or maybe it's a lisp.
Subset.
Subset or whatever.
Subset.
Whatever it is.
The subset.
I couldn't get past them saying that. But I did. I have watched Criminal Minds. It is fun. And Criminal Minds was the same time that I was watching Bones. Mm-hmm. So it kind of tied into. Criminal Minds was more serious about the mental abilities and mindset of the murderer. Bones was more about the interrelationships amongst everybody. But anyway. Emergence, Prodigal Son, watch it if you want to watch it. We're running out of time. We got to get out of here.
I get my little Uzi Vert shoulder thing.
I tried. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show, ladies and gentlemen, was brought to you by Amazon through the Amazon banner on fatguyradioshow.com. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to box 41506 Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you what's it all about, simply reply, Rapunzel penis, and they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you. Between the two, you listen for Daniel Taylor,
that's me.
Doug the DA Andrew,
holler.
And DJ Little D in Absentia. I'm Corey Blaze. See you at the top. Good night.
Ah,
hey, folks, before you go, one last reminder about Home Depot. If you build it, they will come. And Home Depot has everything you need to get the job done. Shop now at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot or by clicking the Home Depot banner on our website. More savings, more doing at the Home Depot.